Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Klal Samaches, Simon Gimel. We left off saying that according to the Rashi's understanding in the Gemara, taking two Sefer Torah out at the same time would be problematic. Filling two curses for benching and for the Sheva Brachas at the same time would be problematic. Bringing in two children for Mila would be problematic, even though you're doing one after the other. The Rambam brings this halacha down. The Rambam does not mention any. This halacha of the Kohen should not be mashka two sotis kachas. The more applies this to a Kohen processing two mitzrayim at the same time, etc. So the Rambam does not differentiate between one Kohen and two Kohanim. So the question is, according to the Rambam, what happened to the Gemara? The Gemara says there's a difference between one Kohen and two Kohanim. So the understanding is the following. The Gemara says it's in Reb Shimon. We don't pass like Reb Shimon. So by Soita, there's actually no difference whether you do, whether it's nothing to do with Enosim is Chavilas Chavilas. So Rama says that therefore there is going to be no difference between one Kohen and two Kohanim. You can't do two Soitas Kachas. But the Rama says this halacha by two Mitzrayim, doing Ritzia of the ear of two Avodim. And again, it does not differentiate. So the Magen Avraham understands in the Rambam that two people doing the same process at the same time is problematic. But this idea of setting up one person to do one after the other is not problematic. So taking out two Sefer Torah at the same time would be fine. You're going to do one Sefer Torah and then the second one. You're not doing anything at the same time. You're just setting it up. That's okay. Bringing in two children to do Mila at the same time, doing one after the other, is fine. Filling the two cases at the same time again would be fine. However, even according to the Rambam, on the other hand, having the two children Nimol set up by two different people doing two different Moilim, everything is separate, is problematic, not because you brought them in at the same time, is because two people doing the same at the same time is problematic. That's how the Magen Avraham understands the Rambam. Okay. What we want to point out, if a person wants to, there is an argument to say that that's not pshat in regard to the minig of the Sheva Brachas is brought down that we fill both kosos at the beginning, and the Drisha over there says that really that's not, that would not fit, seem to fit with this halacha, not like our minig, he says, that this halacha would not be like our minig. But if a person would have two people fill the two kaisers, so according to the Rambam, it's two people doing the mitzvah, but it's preparation, which is a problem, but it's preparatory. Preparatory is not a problem according to the Rambam. According to Rashi, preparatory is only if one person prepares two mitzvahs to do one after the other, it's a problem. But doing two people doing it is okay. So if two people fill the kaisers, one for benching is filled by one person, and one for Sheva Brachas is filled by another person, that would not be problematic. Okay. I need to clarify a few more points. Again, I'm basing myself off of the Sefer and Siyah B'chukecha. He points out a few things that need to be clarified. In this halacha, Rashi has a tshuva where he talks about what about the Gemara talks about a person wants to do multiple, let's say one ma'isa which will fulfill multiple mitzvahs. Here we're talking about a person doing two different ma'isim, but at the same time. They're simultaneous because it's happening simultaneously, or you're preparing for two at the same time, but the ma'isim are actually separate. But one ma'isa which fulfills multiple obligations, is that acceptable? He says that is acceptable. That's not the concept of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. That's one point he points out. Now, is there a concern to do a mitzvah d'rabbanan together with a mitzvah d'raisa? Two mitzvahs d'raisa, you have a problem with chavilas chavilas. Two mitzvahs d'rabbanan, you have a problem with chavilas chavilas. But a mitzvah deraisa, together with mitzvah derabbanan, Rabbi Leibovitz in his sefer suggests that would not go under the umbrella of enos mitzvah chavilas chavilas. I'm not getting involved in the whole conversation behind that. Now, the last point that he points out is we make the Gemara says that using the same case for let's say benching and then for Havdalah or the Kiddush and then for Havdalah situation, we have to raise the question, why doesn't it go into the umbrella of the problem of Chavilas Chavilas? So we will clarify that point more, Be'ez Hashem, in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.